Okay, so let's do our second mindfulness practice exercise together. Just like before, in whatever kind of seating arrangement you have, finding a posture that for you feels naturally uplifted, dignified, and at the same time, relaxed and sustainable. We begin by bringing our attention to the body. Again, we might start with those contact points between our body and the chair or the cushion. We might feel the weight of our clothing, the temperature or movement of the air in the room. Finding our breath, that flow of sensate experience as the air moves in and out of our lungs. Noticing and feeling all the sensations that we can detect from head to toe on the surface of our skin, and very importantly here, within the body. Again, the overall weight and mass of the muscles and bones, sensations of tension or relaxation, aliveness or numbness, any aches or pains that may be present, any areas of discomfort, our blood circulation, the pulse or the heartbeat, the overall flow of nervous energy, just whatever we can feel. And here, the invitation is to drop out of the subject-object duality of noticing and observing as much as we can into directly feeling the body, and directly feeling the body from the inside out, as it were, awakening this capacity of interoception. As always, anytime we notice the mind wandering into a thought pattern or some kind of daydream or any kind of distraction, we just see that. We don't need to judge it, no self-criticism. We just let it go and come back again to reestablishing mindfulness with our body and our breathing as the anchor. And then just being really curious about our present moment experience, our moment-to-moment experience, all the different sensations that are arising, dwelling, falling away, moment to moment, throughout the body. We can also tune into any feeling states that we may be experiencing, subtle layers of mood or emotion, really whatever we're experiencing within the mind and the body. Staying anchored in mindfulness of body, mindfulness of breathing, really deeply felt from the inside out. And then just being with whatever arises, with an attitude of openness, curiosity, really a sense of welcoming our experience moment to moment, and learning from that, really learning about ourselves from the inside out, with mindfulness of body and mindfulness of feeling. And then really getting curious about how particular sensations or other sense perceptions arise as either pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. And then perhaps actually noticing that mind of attraction. Oh, I like that. I want more of that. Or the mind of aversion, like pulling away or pushing away. Actually noticing the mind of attraction or aversion arising, or perhaps noticing ourselves kind of check out, which might be when we get distracted. Breath after breath, dropping into a deeper and deeper felt sense of our own body, heart, and mind. Feeling the body. Feeling whatever we're experiencing moment to moment, as deeply as we can. Noticing any kind of thoughts of self-judgment that come up, and just allowing all that to come and go as best we can, coming back again and again to a sort of attitudinal context or environment of self-compassion, self-acceptance, curiosity, openness, just meeting our moment-to-moment experience with curiosity and learning. So continue that practice for a few more minutes if you would like. And when you're finished, stop the audio, grab your journal, and start writing down some reflections about what you experienced. Okay, welcome back. So how was that for you? Did you get a sense of this thing I'm talking about here, this quality of interoception, that more deeply felt presence within the body? Did you stop and write down your reflections in the journal? Again, I'm going to kind of keep harping on this, to please really stop the audio, do the work, don't shortchange yourself. So what are you learning so far about your own mind, your own body, your own feeling states, and what it feels like to be really awake and present versus what it feels like when we start to drift into distractedness or sort of daydreaming? This distinction between that very wakeful quality of being fully present, and especially feeling that deep embodied presence. So the distinction between that very fresh kind of wakeful experience and that more kind of dreamy, sleepy quality of being distracted and caught up in all the thoughts, and if we're honest with ourselves, where we spend most of our lives kind of talking to ourselves, really getting clear with how they feel very different. Because getting clear, having the personal experience of that really distinct difference and that kind of boundary between wakefulness and distractedness, that in itself helps us to continually wake up and to begin to develop a relationship and, in some sense, a longing for or even a bias towards being awake. So that whenever we start noticing ourselves drift into sleepiness, which is when our conditioning takes over, we can naturally wake ourselves up.